What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
What's up with this pitcher of water? Why does it look all weird?
I bought a pitcher to fill with water, so now when we're thirsty, there's water on the table.
Oh, so we can just pour ourselves water?
Yeah, exactly. That's there's fun. Little bubbles on the inside, but that's because water has bubbles, you know
but
what
it's
I mean?
Just weird. Why are they... There's a like a weird line. Bubbles.
It's probably because Greg did not wash the pitcher out before he brought it here.
For the record, motherfucker, I was on a show and the pitcher was delivered to me.
I asked Greg to rinse it off.
Oh, then it's
well,
fine.
Then should have soap and watered it, but okay.
Cool, Greg is fine. He did it.
I asked him to soap and water it.
He didn't. You didn't.
I did.
You probably put your grubby little paws in there, too. Your old gorilla hands.
Let me tell you what you're drinking out of that water. That is prime fucking Target hands right there. Everyone's hands from Target.
No, it came from Amazon.
What Target experience?
Over here, Forbes, 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues. They've been demoted because of the genetic alteration, a.k.a. the verified one, at Tim Geddes.
Let's impose. Nick, so at Target, in your mind, mm-hmm. there were people just putting their
touching
hands
everywhere.
Inside, just everywhere. Like all over the place.
Everything. That's why when I manage a Target, you can be rest assured mm-hmm. it will be the cleanest pitcher of water you ever buy because I will not let kids in the Target.
Where's wow. Andy?
I don't know.
Did you guys not tell him the podcast? Andy! Oh!
Just one.
One foot
just,
bag.
Just wow, one.
That's, you don't get to sit down until you get two. All right. Oh, two.
Three and a
he
half.
Says four. What? He says four.
It's four.
Huh? No, when you fucking double dip on it.
Okay.
Start until we do a stall,
right? One, two. Oh, he's still. Oh! Future footbag Hall of Famer, your Hispanic heartthrob, Andy Cortez.
Oh, man. We're going to have a good one today, guys.
Now, you
Can
walked
call
in.
Him Joseph Stalin? Because he just did a stall? Because he's stalling.
Remember when you called Italy Mussolini today on interview?
It's like, God, I don't even want to know where that trade was going.
But I do appreciate that when Nick made that fatal error, that he tried to move on as quick as
I was just like, let's go.
You know, let's go. It's done. It's over. We can move on now.
Stupid to begin with.
Now, Andy, I heard you around the water cooler today talking about that you came in sore today because you footbagged so much last night.
I was footbagging a lot here at work. Discovered Barrett Courtney, pretty competent. I'd say probably the best in the
office. Did you guys get out there and do it one together?
Yeah, we went out to Golden State Park. Went out to Golden State Park.
Golden State Park.
Yeah.
Everybody's Golden State Park. Everybody's favorite.
Looking around and just like, it sort of became this communal experience.
Oh,
everybody
wow.
started joining in.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, Andy? Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer?
Footback Hall of Famer.
Footback Hall of Famer, yeah. That's cool. I'm feeling it right here in my thighs. Like
do you want me to rub them?
Thigh hip. No, that's okay. You got a little hair right here.
Fix it. I'll rub you. You fix me.
You should try this out, though. It's a really good workout. I'm exhausted just trying it out.
From those two, this four in a row there?
Because it's different. Just try it out. It's different muscle groups that you just haven't used in a while. Like when you like
your legs.
Oh, God. Oh.
It's your legs?
No, but it's this. It's this movement. It's
half
this.
Power, Greg.
No, you gotta go sideways.
That was the saddest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
You have to go. They can't see us on camera. Sorry.
Come out in the front.
Oh, three.
Yeah.
One more.
I want to bully both of you right now.
Hold on, the chair got moved.
Please stop this.
Okay.
Footbag's fun, guys.
Now, for a man who can kick as high as you can.
Yeah, I can kick real high. You know that.
You don't have a lot of coordination with that foot.
Well, first off. If you remember, because it happened 2 seconds ago, you old fogey, Tim literally said half power, all right? Mm-hmm. You know how hard it is for fucking Superman to come out there and half power anything?
That's
You know what I mean? You want to see how hard I can kick a fucking footbag? I'll kick a fucking footbag.
I want you to launch a footbag into the traffic down there and see what happens.
I could do it. Kevin opens the windows a bit wider.
Do you think if you kicked the footbag, you can get it across the street?
From where?
From the balcony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, easily. Easily.
Do you think you could?
No.
What?
Like,
really?
Is it starting on my foot or is it...
Yeah, like
oh yeah, totally.
You drop it, you just kick
boom.
It.
Oh, so it's not starting in like a stall on my foot.
No. If you're doing
the
one
toss,
of these,
boom.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, I can get that.
You can launch that thing, dude.
No fucking
it's a daily
way.
City.
No way. I think that goes 3/4 of the way at best.
Kevin, we're gonna need the outside camp set up ASAP.
Launch this.
You're not kicking anything into traffic.
I can launch it a second.
We're over traffic.
There's quiet.
We
times.
Have a whole quiet time right here.
Where's Sacramento?
South.
I can't go that far.
Like 3 hours north.
Huh? But a little bit north, right?
It's yeah, a little bit north.
Really north.
Sactown. Kings.
Yeah. Sacramento?
Town of the
more
Kings.
North.
Show
East.
Me a map. I need to see a map on
Mike
where Sacramento
Bibby.
Is.
Look up Mike Bibby.
Yeah, look up
he had
Mike
a legendary
Bibby.
Playoff run, man. But Kobe, man. Rest
also look
Kobe.
Up John
he
Rocker.
Shut his ass down. John Rocker. We could talk about that today.
Right, here we go. Sacramento. Yeah, it's northeast.
Oh, northeast.
Northeast.
Yeah, right. Man, I could have sworn it was near San Jose.
No.
San Jose. Sacramento. See? San Francisco.
Nailed it.
Golden wow. State Warriors used to play in Oakland.
They did.
They're here in San Francisco now.
What a fucking show. This is the, like, what, 25th thing we've recorded today? I like it. We're bringing it again.
Oh, I love the energy.
Before we recorded the show, we were talking of, I don't remember why, but we were talking about CB2?
CBD.
No, CB2 is
Crate and Barrel 2.
Crate Barrel 2.
Also great.
Dope furniture. But the CBD stuff, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
And me and Gio went recently to some cafe, and they had, like, mint mocha something something CBD.
CBD, yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know what that means, but I want a mint mocha. So I got it.
Yeah.
It tasted fucking weird as hell. And it wasn't until later I asked, I was like, what's CBD? And they looked at me like I was fucking with them. And they're like, oh, it's like, it's weed, but it's not weed. And I was like, what?
Yeah, so there's two.
I was shocked. But that's just the world we live in, that you can just go to a cafe and just buy some weed.
But if you get CBD in like a hemp belt, you put those together, that is full-blown pot.
The suicidal.
Nailed it, Greg.
The problem that I have with it is that
it's a Jury Station.
It's the problem that I have. Is that so
we've been having a good time behind the scenes. Joey's got some video.
It is it's super common to the point where it's in everything nowadays.
CBD?
You can't find anything without CBD oil injected
from,
in it.
So from what my very, 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 very like layman's perspective on CBD is, there's two main chemicals that you find in weed that do stuff to you. One is THC, which is the psychoactive chemical. That's the thing that gets you high. Another chemical that they can derive from it is CBD, which apparently is supposed to have like more anxiety-fighting medicinal effects.
So it's calming.
It's calming.
It's supposed to reduce. It's supposed to be very good for like healing for like injuries. It reduces inflammation, evidently. And then the main thing people do is they'll take it just to relax and
before
it just,
you go to sleep.
But so that's the thing. That is what I would.
It's a weird thing
never
to put in coffee.
To put in mocha and to espresso and chocolate.
Right.
Well, to chill you out. Like it's not necessarily
mellow, man.
Yeah. Like I'm not taking NyQuil or anything like that. I think it's more of a. I've had a high-strung day. Let me have a little bit of coffee.
It's got an upper and down.
I guess I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
that's weird as fuck.
So what they'll do a lot of the times, though, is they'll do, like, if you get, like, gummies or you get, like, edibles that are just mostly CBD, they'll have a little bit of THC in it. So you get mellow, but then you also get on that a slight high
from it. Get on my level, dog.
Is it now... Man, people are going to think we're so stupid in the comments. I'm sorry for all you veteran weed smokers. Yeah. But
or CBD drinkers.
CBD drinkers or consumers.
Can I use it like I use olive oil?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
You could. You can, because it comes in oil, but you don't want that much of it. Like, as Tim just attested to, it still tastes and has the aroma of, like, weed.
Where's DJ Kento? He
knows. So it has a weird, if you have, like, a CBD edible, you'll eat it, you'll be like, oh, that's pineapple, but it also tastes like dirt.
Real talk, this is one of those things I don't want to know.
I don't know if it's...
Like, this is more information than I ever wanted to know about CBD.
I don't want to know.
Here's the thing. You and G are going to have kids, and these kids are going to be fucking taking CBD between their fucking toes, Rimothy's, all right?
Rimothy's going to rehab for all
CBD. He's injecting this shit in between his toes, and you're gonna tell me you're gonna sit there with your newspaper and not worry about what he's up to? You need to know, you dumb. You need to.
Joey told me that this weekend she had to explain Paula Paula to Paula. Which is my favorite thing. And Paula did not like it or did not understand, but then heard that my kid is Rimothy, and she was like, okay, it's not that bad.
Now let me ask you, did they go over her street name? Paula Paula Bills, y'all.
I doubt they did. I doubt they got that deep in the lore Kevin's future children.
I'm not fully certain. I would need Kevin to maybe research this, but I'm not fully certain how legal or approved it is by the FBA to have CBD everywhere. FBA.
Okay. FDA?
FDA.
Yes, Food and Drug Administration.
Food and Drug Administration.
You said FBA. Like
did
FBI.
I say B? No.
Federal
like
Bureau. It's a B. Food Bureau.
I said D.
No,
you guys are bullshit.
The proof's in the recording.
No way.
See, the thing is, I don't know because the real talk, like, they're still having that weird thing where, like, it's legalized but not at the federal level, so it's only legal at the state level still, and so people are still having issues with it. But you can find this shit anywhere in any dispensary.
See, FBA.
You can find this shit at a cafe.
The football.
I think it has to be a cafe. Like, I think they have to have a license to serve it though, because I think it's still a controlled substance.
Mm.
But I could be wrong. I mean, it might have been a podcast. What's that?
I don't think it is.
CBD.
Yeah.
I think
THC.
There's no way for us to find out.
Yeah, for sure CBD does not have any psychotropic.
Can you use like an oil, like a hot oil, like a massage oil?
They sell balms. So
who told you to put a bomb on it?
So people say, people swear by if you hurt your shoulder or you have an injury and you just use the bomb. They swear that it helps, but I'm not a positive.
Nick, I'll rub you down with CBD oil anytime.
I don't believe the bombs help.
Well, they also have the bombs. Tiger bomb works.
I just feel like it heats your skin. That's it.
I'm sorry, what was that? Shut up, everybody. What?
This weed stuff. I didn't realize it was CBD, but now I'm putting this together based on many conversations I've had. There's like a bomb, a CBD bomb.
Yeah.
That you rub on.
Clit balls.
On the choo-choo?
On the clit.
On the choo-choo.
And it makes it high.
Oh.
I'm not making this up. This is super hyper fucking popular.
About this on the show with someone.
No.
I don't know, but like, this is a real ass thing.
I mean, that's fun. I
may or may not know people.
My experience with CBD
may or may
has
not
been,
sell these products.
Yeah, I mean,
legally.
My experience has been taking CBD for anxiety. It does not do that much for me. Like, I'll do small doses of, like I'll smoke it, or I'll do, like, a little bit of an edible at the end of the night just to relax. But
you want a cookie?
I think
you
it's like
a big brownie?
No, I don't like to do too much. Like, I'll do, like, I think I'm doing, like, 5 milligram edibles here and there, but they're, like.
But what is are you eating? Is it on pizza?
It's a little gummy.
Is it,
it's a little, it's little pineapple gummies they sell.
Remember back in the day, man, when people were making fucking, yeah, I've only seen movies, but they were making brownies and cookies and shit with weed in there?
Oh, but that's weed.
Yeah, that happens.
So that's different. If you're doing, like a 5 to 10 milligram THC edible. Feels, that shit that'll
Jesus.
Fuck me up.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that stuff. See, this is the this is supposed to mellow you out, but I honestly think a lot of it's just psycho.
Wait,
psychosomatic.
What?
See Jesus?
Yeah.
Go see
Jesus. You're eating. You're getting so high. Right?
Oh, I thought you were saying like you have a problem. You gotta go see Jesus.
No.
So I thought he was messing up the CBD.
Jesus.
Like I think it was like CGZ.
He was.
I don't know.
He definitely was.
I was not. I was saying you would eat this edible and get so high that
you
would see
Jesus.
Yeah.
There was a friend of mine in high school who was very, very experimental, all right? And she tried acid, and she told me she talked to God for like 20 minutes. Like,
whoa.
Right? You know what I mean?
You're like, you were talking to a fire hydrant.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't there, of course.
A buddy of mine did acid, and he thought Tree was Dustin Hoffman.
That's amazing.
And had a
why
conversation
Dustin Hoffman?
Had a conversation with Dustin Hoffman for about
that
30
minutes. I would love to have a conversation. I'd be like, what was it like doing Rain Man?
I saw
Dustin
him, remember.
Hoffman?
I told you that.
Did you?
When I was down at Judges Week last year, he was staying at the hotel we were at.
Oh, yeah. I
me
remember
and Jen
that.
Were sitting there,
up.
And Jen was telling me some story, and I just completely shut down on her as I watched Dustin Hoffman walk by. And
meet the fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
That's where you go.
Dustin Hoffman's the one. Not Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper is the one from Mario.
Was Dustin? Wait,
he's
what's his name? What's the first name?
Dustin.
Oh!
Dustin
okay.
Hopper. Yes.
Who's
meet the
guy?
Fuckers, the
who's
dad.
The guy in Super Mario Brothers? Who's
Dennis
Koopa?
Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
He died.
That's why. Did he?
I think so.
Mario?
That's sad.
Did it?
No, Mario both? Is Bob Hoskins.
Both died.
Bob
yeah.
Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins and Dennis Hopper both died.
Also, the guy who played Luigi, very much still alive.
John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the pest.
The freak. He was the pest.
Shit, was it the freak or the pest?
Well,
are we both right? Can we both be right?
He did a comedy special called
Sexaholics.
Like, Sexaholics, that's what I think.
Oh my God, so good.
Dennis Hopper died May 29th, 2010 in Venice. Lovely,
oh,
lovely place
Koopa.
To die.
Velvet.
It's lovely place to die.
Movie. It's been 10 years.
Speed. Give me what I need.
How's it been 10 years since Dennis Hopper died?
Because who the fuck cares about Dennis Hopper?
Whoa!
Once we're done with you, you have my permission to die, Dennis Hopper.
We could have had more to do with him, though.
What Mario 2? Bring him back?
Mario.
Fuck's gonna do? He already did Speed. Knocked it out of the park.
It's true.
That hasn't been a good movie made since Speed.
I agree.
I remember so distinctively. It was like, you know how we had a motorhome growing up.
There we go. Yeah. He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
I never left, bitches. Anyways, I forget why. We didn't take the motorhome. We went to Florida.
Please have a raccoon in it. I hope it does.
And it was it was the first time we ever stayed at a hotel as a family.
Yeah.
And I remember being so stoked to watch Speed for $37 or whatever on the shitty tube TV and order room service pizza. I thought we were the coolest fucking people.
Isn't that the best though? I still do that to this day. Like one of my favorite things to do when I go on vacation with the missus, get that room service.
Oh yeah.
We don't do the rentals through the thing anymore. We just have Netflix now. But like you set up the laptop or if you're in a bougie. A hotel, you get the thing
TV
where you can just throw it to the TV.
Yeah.
Order a $75 hamburger and just get the extra little. They give you the little individual servings of mayo and ketchup. Boo!
And the best thing about it, all of these damn TV stations, they're whenever you go to a hotel,
Forensic
it's like
files.
They know they're always showing a Mission Impossible for me.
It's good.
And only for me.
It's 50-50 chance of it being a good time.
The Andy Network.
Sometimes it's been Mission Impossible 2, and that's kind of a bummer, mm-hmm. but the last few times it's been 3. We got Philip Seymour Hoffman rocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic
he died too, remember?
Villain. He did die
he did
as
die.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
Or they'll have Fallout or any of the other ones.
I came home.
Is Seymour Hoffman and Dustin Hoffman related?
No.
Yes.
Great question.
I came home on a show.
No, great question, yes.
I had a show on. Oh no! What the fuck? I think it was Saturday. Or I can't remember. I did something last
sounds
week.
Like somebody already took the CBD.
Came home came home at 10 o'clock with snacks. Okay. And my wife's still up right there.
Wow.
That's a treat.
Wow.
That's
no,
treat,
that's
right?
Outrageous.
But she's still up because she's watching, that's right, Twister.
Oh, wow.
Now, can you name, can you fucking name
yes, I can.
A better movie that you just turn on, you just turn on
no.
the TV?
I thought you were going to quiz me somebody in the movie. Like, can you name the person?
Who was the bad guy in the movie? What's the actor's name?
What's it? He's the leader. Princess Bride.
Yeah,
Princess
what's,
Bride.
His last, what's his name?
Cary Elwes.
There it is. They knocked it out of the park. Who is one of the sidekicks that we just talked about?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
There you go. Wow, you
he's super high. He's and that's
it.
When we thought,
who's
oh, this...
hotter, Helen Hunt or Jamie Gertz? The answer is Jamie Gertz, and he should have stayed with her. I'm putting
I'd
out.
Say Helen Hunt.
You know why?
The annoying brunette or whatever?
She was in the fucking Lost Boys.
Amy, what's her name?
Jamie Gertz.
Jamie Gertz. She reminds me a lot of watching that movie. I just thought that she was Courtney Cox.
She was a you could see it was like a Courtney Cox
from
type
Ace Ventura.
Of actor.
Yeah.
Yes, because they have the bob cut. Yeah. They're both brunettes. And
real quick, if she had a different first name, that'd be a really funny name.
Perth Gertz.
What would her Bert Gertz?
Percy Gertz.
Oh my god! If Bert Meg Bert Meg married into the Gertz family and changed his name to
Bert Gertz. Why would he change his name?
It's
as is tradition in the Gertz family.
Yeah, exactly.
All the men take the women's name.
You want to be the heir to the Gertz fortune, you know what I mean? Christ. Now, you were about to say...
I hope I'm getting her name right.
You were about to say, name a better movie to come in and watch on TV. Big.
Fuck you. I just watched Big. It's not as good as the
Fuck you.
Big is on HBO right now. I was watching it. I was like, good movie. But too intense. Here's the thing about Big that you don't realize. The entire time this kid's off having a fucking adventure of his own
with his
buddy, and he's banging the hot girl, and he's waking, and he's pissing off the guy, and he's making money.
He's getting toys.
Fucking names. The entire time he's doing that,
living.
His fucking mom is traumatized because her son's been missing for 8 months. This kid's gone. No FBI involvement.
That's how long it
no
was.
Cop involvement. No one's
the
researching
cops were
this
involved.
At all. No cop was like, and this poor mom, he keeps calling her and she's like, can you please just please? There's a moment where she goes, can you please just let me talk to him? And he goes, she's okay. He's okay, don't worry. And he says he misses you, but he's having actually a pretty good kind of time. And she's like, and it's like the saddest fucking thing ever. And then bloop, 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 bloop.
Here's
bloop,
the thing.
Oh, we're back
here's
at halfway
the thing. There is a moral.
Your mom's not fucking
there is a
fucking
moral to the story, everyone. He tries to explain it to his mom when he wakes up big, right?
Yeah.
But she won't have any of it. She won't have any of it. So that's the thing. I don't care.
So he disappears forever.
If I wake up tomorrow and Jen's been murdered, but I don't know, and there's a homeless guy sleeping next to me, and he's like, I'm Jen, and that homeless guy knows some basic facts, well, I'm fucking married to this homeless guy now. I'm not going to risk it. I'm not going to scare off Jen as a homeless man.
Okay,
so that's what you said.
What questions do you ask
this homeless
man? So how is
this the moral?
What questions do you ask this homeless man?
If you're a prospective parent, this is the kind of shit you might have to deal with, like Mrs. Baskins, all right?
Yeah.
You don't know if the kid's going to be, and it looks like he's been abducted, but it's Tom Hanks in sweatpants. You got to talk to him. You got to ask some questions before
you
scare him.
What's going on?
You got to talk to this guy.
Hey, get the brains going. So what are the questions? Top three.
Homeless Jen guy next
year?
Yeah. Hey, let's role play, right? Ready?
Greg, it's me.
Oh, my God.
Vin Diesel.
I'm Jen.
I don't believe you. Prove it.
I'll prove it. Where you ask me any questions?
Where are you from?
Canada.
All right, checks that.
That's what's like. What are you gonna ask?
you gotta
ask like better questions.
Pronounce Jen's hometown.
Oh, no one can.
Exactly.
That.
Wait, but
see,
how are we gonna
go.
Role play when you don't know the answer?
He's the homeless guy.
The homeless guy's Jen. Nick's not Jen.
I'm not gonna tell you the fucking answers now, and then I'm gonna wake up next day and all number homeless people.
Yeah, you're right.
What about when Jen doesn't even come on a trip one day and there's a knock at the door and open, some fucking kind of funny best friend there. And they're like, I'm Jen. I got turned into Jen by Zoltar. I'm like, fuck, where are you from? Canada. All right, you come in. You know what I mean?
I guess
happy life, happy
I guess
wife.
I was just thinking in this like little role play scenario of you being like, okay, if you say you're Jen, what did I cook on Monday? And Nick wouldn't know the answer. But how does that play into the real life situation?
Does the homeless guy know the answer?
Because then he'd be Jen.
Do you,
he
like,
wouldn't know.
There's no way, though. You'd be like, you're not. There's no way. There's nothing that could
I've seen weirder
happen.
Things.
Top three weirdest.
what weirder things have you seen?
Oh, man.
I think the moral of Big.
Think about handy snacks for a while, right? So that's not weird.
What?
Handy snacks are odd. You know what else are
What's
odd?
A handy snack?
The ones that the sticks with the cheese. You know what I mean? They always give you too many sticks.
That's what I'm talking. You know handy snacks. Yeah. The crackers, they got the weird cheese.
Is
they got
a handy
the little.
Snack?
They just give you a piece of plastic for to scoop out the cheese and put it on there.
What's well,
the,
weird about
what
that?
The fuck am I over here? You know what I mean? Am I fucking wearing a monocle in the fourth grade eating handy snacks? I'm a kid. Come on.
You know what else
He's
is weird?
Watto now.
Andy's mints. Weird.
Oh yeah,
those are strange.
God,
what the fuck, you guys?
Man, Andy's
what is the moral? What to you? To you is the moral of big?
You when you're a kid, you want to fuck.
That's the moral
that
of
the moral.
Big.
Yeah,
he did not want to fuck. He was like,
oh, he did eventually. No. Remember, he turned the lights.
He was the opposite of
I've
sexual
never seen the movie.
Before the beginning, but then he has a sexual awakening.
Yeah,
I've
she takes off her top, and
right?
He, and she turns
so
off the lights.
Cute.
He turns the lights back.
So
on.
Cute.
I should watch it.
You should. It's a great movie.
It's a classic.
It's better than Twister when you want
to
watch a
movie. But just you have to. You know
I'm going Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
No, get out of here.
Like, that's a movie you want to walk in
walk
and
it
be on TV?
Perfect movie for this type of situation. You can watch it without sound. It's awesome. You can watch it with sound. It's awesome. You can just listen to it. It's awesome. Any fucking scene in that movie. Fun, entertaining, good quality stuff.
Yeah, that's probably true. I was going to say the problem
don't
Scott
give
Pilgrim
him that. You won't give
the...
me Big. You're going to give him Scott
Big's
Pilgrim?
Big's a weird one. I'm going to be honest.
Big is a great. I mean, honestly, if I walked in and Big was on, I would watch it. But Scott Pilgrim, I've never
I'm Robert Loggia.
But I do agree. I could admit that if I walked in and it was family on. Because, you know, the good thing about this type of movie is that you want to just be able to jump in minute
anywhere.
55. Doesn't matter. Scott Pilgrim, who's he fighting? Oh, he's already fighting. It doesn't matter.
The whole
point of the movie is he's just fighting some ex-boyfriends. That's it. Twister, Exes. I jumped in, had no idea what was going on. Saw one Twister, was like, we're in. We're into Twister.
Is it an F5, an F2? What is it?
F7, 8, 9, F9,
Fajita scale.
F10.
It's a finger of God. Remember that line?
Oh, God.
Cool line. So the movies that I would...
Bill Paxton.
Whenever they're... Oh, my gosh.
Man, they tried real hard to make Bill Paxton the action star in that, too. Like, there's moments in that. The movie doesn't age that well as far as, like...
He's the main dude,
he's
right?
The main guy. Helen Hunt, it plays his wife. He goes to where she's researching
hurricanes. They're not split up.
Because he wants to get her to sign the divorce papers.
Hurricanes or tornadoes?
Tornadoes, excuse me. Not hurricanes.
Both.
He shows up to Middle America, wherever people should definitely not be living in this town, because these tornadoes are the scariest fucking thing ever I've ever seen in my life, and if I had to go through them. But the entire time, like, they just give him really weird, small dude stuff to do that's heroic.
Sure.
Like, Helen Hunt is, like, smart, but she can't. I mean, literally, there's a moment where at the end, they run into the barn. And they're like, we don't know what to do. She's like, I don't know what to do. And he looks over and he sees pipes and he goes, those pipes must go down at least 30 feet. We should tie ourselves to that. And Helen Hunt goes, oh.
What a cool moment.
And she looks over and she sees straps and she literally pulls one off and gives it to him like, oh, I found this. And he goes, no, not that one. The other one. There's only two more, by the way. So she's like, okay.
Wait, hold on.
He goes, yeah, this one's better. I'm like, why do you know that this one leather strap is better than the other one?
I get it, dude.
Hold
I
on,
feel like
on,
I'm
on.
Helen Hunt and Kevin's
so
fucking
weird.
Bill Paxton.
Guys, this is our opportunity right here, okay?
Yeah.
Geostorm
Twister podcast wheel spin.
Disaster podcast.
Disaster.
We're talking about it right now.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Geostorm podcast.
We're talking about
Disaster cast. We are talking about Twister for the first ever time. Today, I'm joined by Greg Miller.
Wow.
The whistling wind, Greg Miller.
A jaguar?
It was a jaguar in the wind.
The thunder from down under, Andy Cortez.
Wow.
Nope, you're doing a bobcat. There it is, birds. Is that a bird?
Bird stuck in the wind, yeah.
They're flying a different direction, like Aquaman.
And, of course, the rumbly and my tumbly,
Remember,
Mr.
Tim
Gettys.
That's how we knew that natural.
The earth. Oh, if we had Cool Greg here, the earth quake and bake.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. What could Kevin be? We need one for Kevin.
What's
he swims like a manatee. Like,
the mommy with the tsunami.
Like
the tsunami
mommy.
Mommy
with
the tsunami mommy.
That's
Hell
really
yeah.
good.
I like
That's
it.
Really
Let's
good.
Keep talking about Twister, man.
Man, Twister. One of those movies. Great cast in this. You know, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Like,
that was your Geostorm podcast.
I asked my wife, I was like, why do you think this movie has such... Because it's a dumb fucking movie, right? It's totally unrealistic.
Is it?
Well, they're chasing Twisters, for
That happens.
Sake.
That's real life.
That's
true,
life.
But they're driving real close to these things. And the whole concept, if you've never seen Twister, is that they're trying... Helen Hunt's character was traumatized because a Twister chose her house out of all these other houses, killed her parents or whatever. She survived.
Killed her.
She survived, but she was like, I'm going to get these fucking twisters. Yeah. Right? I'm going to fucking get them. I want revenge down on the twisters.
Yeah. She wants to study how they go up they so go she up. Can make a machine that brings them down.
Hold
on. What
she wants to study the that's very close. Very close.
Hey, I'm just saying, that'd be a great thing. For middle America, you throw out like a ghost trap thing that reverses the wind and the twister falls apart.
What I like to imagine is that
Kevin, copyright that.
The tornado that killed her parents, like as it was killing them, it turned in and looked at her and it had like a scar down its eye.
Yeah.
So then Helen Hunt knew to look out for the tornado with the scar down its eye. And then when it popped up again, it's like, oh, he's back. And then she's like, I know you killed my parents. And he's like, I don't even remember you. It's Thanos.
I don't even remember.
Oh, wow. Thanos is the tornado.
Does it have
Thanos
copter. Does it have a ball? Is the thing.
Yeah. A little sacky chin.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The idea is that she's trying to, she has this technology. These little tiny balls are trying to release inside of a big twister so that it can map the how the whole thing happens so that they get an early warning system. That was the whole concept. But Bill Pullman was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm marrying Jamie Curtis. I'm Alpha Team. I got to come and I hear sign the divorce papers. But really, guess what? They're still in love with each other. Why? Because she's the brains and he's the brawn, apparently. She can't lift a fucking pencil without his help. And he is just a dumb shit without her. Yin and yang.
Yeah.
They come together.
The wind brings
one of the reasons I was like, why is this movie so good, though?
Because
everything I just said is totally stupid. And my wife nailed it. She was like, it's because the cast is so good.
Yep.
It's because Bill Pullman, Helen Hunt, Carrie Elwes,
this ragtag
Philip
of characters.
Seymour Hoffman, everyone they have is totally
Anthony
in
Rapp,
this.
Right?
Is he? Oh, he might be in it, actually.
I think I'm pretty
is
sure. Because he talked about that on We Have Cool Friends and how it was such a miserable experience.
What about isn't one of the Gunn brothers in there? It's not Tim Gunn.
Sean Gunn.
Who is Sean Gunn?
Why did you say Tim Gunn for Project Runway?
Because he said Tim Gunn one time. Because Tim said it one time.
Who is in this movie?
God, right, Helen Hunt, Bill Paxton, Carrie Elwes, Jamie Gertz, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Lois Smith, Alan Ruck.
No, you're thinking Alan Ruck. Alan Ruck, of course, very famous from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cameron. Yeah. Sean Whalen, Scott Thompson, Todd
Bueller,
Field.
Another great movie.
Joey
to walk
Slotnick.
In on.
Oh, I can't. If I walk in on that, I have to watch the rest
whole
of
thing.
There's like three or four movies that if they're on, done. The Hunt for October, another one of those movies.
Real quick though, the one thing about this movie is it is, I think why I love it so much is their little ragtag of group is Team Puppet Suds.
Oh.
And the other cool guys are Team X-Blades. Because they have the really cool black sleek
SUVs.
Technology.
Real quick, are these their names in the movie? Or
no,
are you referencing
he's referencing fucking Skate Better.
Gotcha. From Bridge. Gotcha.
Thank you very much.
It's very much that same sort of like you know, dynamic, right? It's this whole ragtag group who doesn't really have, they're pulling themselves up by the bootstraps. They don't have all this cool tech, but they got the mind and the heart and the passion.
Go ahead, Nick. Can I put something out on the floor for everyone to vote on? I've never seen Brink.
Okay.
But I have to imagine it's the poor man's
Airborne
version of Airborne.
It is.
Can we shift over to making Airborne
I'm
references instead of Brink?
No,
I'm down all day.
Because Brink, I just
AB
Quintanilla like
from Selena is in Airborne.
Brink for that. Or for Airborne.
Airborne,
for
yeah,
that.
We can talk about Airborne whenever
you're
you
just
want.
Jealous. You just don't understand.
Another,
you never will.
Another couple of movies that I love walking in on and just happen to watch. You just keep on watching. Goodfellas is one of them.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Goodfellas is phenomenal.
Yeah, Goodfellas is fantastic.
That you have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
That movie
Once
grabs
you, start,
you
can't
so
stop,
fast,
yeah.
And you're just in.
It's because the dialogue is so good, and the damn characters are
so
like,
good.
Charming.
The perfectly
way they,
cast. Lorraine Bracco's fucking awesome. Ray Liotta's awesome.
It could
Joe
just
Pesci's
be a documentary.
Amazing.
Like the way they're all just
it's pretty much my. It's
other.
Pretty much my family from Jersey. That's how they grew up. Exactly like that. A lot of
beating people with pistols,
polyester. Yeah, a lot of hiding pistols from each other, unmarked guns
from each other.
A lot of just a lot of super racism.
Yeah. Who'd like to hear some facts about Rusty Schwimmer?
Sure.
Rusty Schwimmer is Mrs. Thornton in Twister, right?
Oh, the old lady.
Sure.
Who makes a breakfast.
That's not her.
Her birth name, Deborah Schwimmer, changed her name to go by in movies Rusty Schwimmer, right? And you might think, well, that's interesting. Well, Tim, I give you one more interesting fact here. She was one of the 20 guests invited to the wedding of that one guy.
Kanye West?
No, Nick Offerman.
Oh, that's cool.
Was that in the IMDb?
There was. I'm on a different page where I was.
You know what I thought you were going to say? She was invited to that one dinner you went with a bunch of weird people.
Dinner with a bunch of weird people.
Oh, God,
people.
That was a weird story.
If Rusty Schwimmer was there, I would have been stoked.
Another movie that I always have to watch,
yeah.
My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, but I've that's a legitimately great movie.
My Cousin Vinny is
Dude,
like
my cousin Peter. My Cousin Vinny is legitimately a great film. Marissa Tomei won an Academy Award for it.
Yeah.
It's that.
I haven't seen that as an adult.
No, is that the one Robert Downey Jr.
Still
as well?
Really good.
No, Joe Pesci. Bill Pesci.
So the idea is that Joe Pesci never really finished law school, but he was going to be a lawyer at one part. But anyway, but Ralph Macchio and his friend are driving through like Louisiana or fucking Alabama, and they get pulled over for a crime they did not commit. Who do they call? My cousin Vinny. My cousin Vinny will get us out of this. He brings Marissa Tomei.
He's a lawyer.
And he's a lawyer, but not really. I don't think he passed the law. Remember, because he's always trying to see where the bar certification.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'll get it for you.
He kinda lied about where he was from and what his name was.
One of the funniest times I've ever laughed in a movie theater is when there's an ongoing gag in my cousin Vinny where Joe Pesci just needs to get good sleep. And the first place he sleeps in is like by the train tracks, and he's like, it's fine. But then at like 2 o'clock in the morning, the fucking train goes by, wakes him up, right? The next place he goes to, where is it? Cabin in the woods. You think it's going to be really, really quiet out there. But then at like 4 o'clock in the morning, just this horrible owl sound. He hears it and it wakes him up, and he's like, what the fuck? And then there's a great cut where he just comes out with a fucking 350 Magnum and just starts shooting the fucking forest. He's like, ha, 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 ha. And then he goes back in.
You saw this movie in theaters?
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
It's a late 80s movie, probably. Fuck you.
No, I think early it's early 90s. Yeah. It's early 90s. I just can't.
This was when Marissa Tomei was like, just breaking.
Oh, gosh, she was broke.
This was like her first big movie, and everyone was like, who the fuck is that? She was great in it.
And it's 1989 Buick Skylark.
She's like, it's a bullshit question.
1992.
We got a hot Aunt May. We've lived long enough.
You should watch
Aunt May
movie.
Got hot. I love it.
You would love this movie, Tim.
What's the big quote that she says in that movie? Like,
I saw it on Fox on like, you know, when they were showing it eventually because I was a kid.
Metascore of 68. Fuck out of here,
so
dude.
Close. Bro.
That's really terrible. The one line I always remember is the two youths, sorry, Your Honor, the two youths.
Fred Gwynne, Herman Munster,
Pet Sematary.
Oh, I hated that when he cuts the thing.
The goddamn Munsters, man.
I was always a Munsters person, and it was never Adam's Family Guy.
Yeah, Munsters were my jam too.
Munsters
were
the jam, dude. I couldn't get into Adam's Family.
I was an Adam's Family.
I mean, so remember Adam's Family, the show. Adam's Family the movie is fucking slap.
Okay. That's where I know
both
my Adam's Family knowledge
that's
from.
That's another movie that when it's on, I have to watch on TV.
It's a good call.
I haven't seen that movie in ages.
Just turn the TV on. They've been playing Adam's Family.
Just turn it on.
They've been playing Adam's Family Values over and over again on like
great
TNT
movie.
For fucking no
Is that
reason.
The one where
the new one just came out? It's probably
that's
why.
Yeah.
Weird that one's like claymation, one. Right? Yeah, or whatever. It's like animated. Yeah,
it's 3D.
I don't need that crap in my life. Thanks. You know what I mean?
Who are the
back where I came, we gave human beings jobs. We didn't give them to fucking voices.
Uh-huh. Weird hill to die on.
I'm just saying, soon enough, they're just going to record everybody's voices. That's the other thing, too. Think about this. When computers get smart enough and they just start making voices, right? Mm-hmm. And you're enjoying a nice movie, and what it turns out, this fucking thing's just a microchip. It isn't a person at all. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Fucking Rammy Mail. I got, you know what I mean?
I wanted to tell you all a cool, interesting story that happened.
Yeah, I was going to give you a lead into it, right? Of like
this table.
Well, I'm showing it out, too, if you want. If you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week. Usually four best friends gather on this table. It's too late, Nick. You did it. You broke.
You're already
starting
broke
from right now. One year.
Oh, God. Each bringing a random whatever they want to talk about.
Do we want to bet how long Nick will go?
He won't get through March.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next month.
I'll say May.
Next week?
I'll get through fucking March.
You won't get through March.
I'll say May.
I might not get through this
May
podcast.
May was a good answer.
Dude at the end, right?
Yeah.
May? All
right, cool. Yeah, I'm with me.
If you like that, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can watch us record the show live. You can get the show ad-free. You can be part of the show. You can get the show. We have a post-show for this one, right, don't we?
Remember? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do a post-show. Exclusive post-show.
Are you sure? I'm positive. That was the quote that I was
thinking
No,
I don't
about.
Remember that. God, you sound like Harley Quinn. I kind of felt good at the end there. You know what I mean? Like, I got aggressive, like your uncle, and then I got good, like your uncle.
Did your uncle tug your ear like that?
Yeah, he did. He tugged something.
Was it Uncle Scott?
No, never. You keep that out. Uncle Scott's a saint.
Uncle Scott's car. Every time Greg gets in my car, he's like, smells like Uncle Scott's car.
Dude, Uncle
like,
Scott,
I did some funky shit in this car.
Uncle
so.
Scott has had a leather car. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, like, you have a leather car. So when you get in there and, like, the heat's been baking the leather, it smells like a leather car. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I do.
I you know, I grew up in a family with a shitty kid. It was covered in, like, sticky stuff all the time, right? So my parents weren't buying no leather car. I'm an only child. It's me.
Yeah. I love that.
I'm a stinky.
Hey, you're the stinky.
Do you remember that time?
I don't know that I do.
When I was a kid, and the M&M's melted in my hand, and we were like, that's the ad says they melt in your mouth, not in your hand. Surprised you don't remember this from when I was a kid.
You licked did your you lips the, really wait, weird.
Wait, yeah. Did you put them on the dash? Did you do something with the dash?
No.
Okay.
In the back of my car, when I was 16, I had the big red machine. I put a Kane mask from a WWE show.
Yeah.
That melted.
Yeah, that makes sense.
M&M's on the dash just remind me of Tommy Boy.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, that's what oh, come on. It's such a Tommy good
Boy. If you have no boxes to toss our way, no big deal. You can get the show whenever it posts, each and every time, every week. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. RoosterTeeth.com. Podcast services around the globe.
This post show, I will be hacky sacking the whole post show.
He's a hacky sacking fool.
And I won't drop once.
Wow. Thank you to our Patreon producers, James Davis, David Mindtow, Mind Freak, Mohammed, Justin Toff, Drew Garnier Frutis, DJ Kenton, Keith A. Lewis, Richard Abramson, the nanobiologist, James Hastings, Cameron Reagan.
Vote for Reagan.
There you go. Mark Freeman, Alex J. Sandoval. Are you doing something for everybody? Or
Sendo.
No? Okay. Matthew Batson.
Sendo.
Shazam.
There you go.
You're a legend.
Andrew Feister.
Nope.
Frank Furter.
Oh, it's big. It's long.
Sean Valoric. Sometimes their catchphrase is just a correct pronunciation of their name. Chris Pascal.
Are you related to Amy Pascal?
Devin Holbrook.
Holbrook.
Seth Ginger.
Okay. We'll leave that one alone.
Steve Powers.
Steve Power Rangers.
Ali Haji.
Ali G.
Tanner Kirby.
I know.
Ray Burt.
No, are you okay on this one?
Yeah, it's not funny enough.
Okay,
sorry.
Cool.
Andrew C.
Andrew spell
the E, not
Quaid, start the reactor. Burnett.
Yeah, Samuel Adams, Aldersey.
Samuel Aldersey?
Yeah, I put Adams in there.
Oh. Anthony, well, you went before I went, so
oh,
I didn't
sorry,
even say
go,
the word.
Go.
Anthony Esquivel.
Charlton
Esquivel.
Charlton, you'll never take our guns, Alvarenga.
So wait, what are we doing? I thought I was reading the name and you were giving the joke.
What we do, Andy and I do, is we alternate.
Okay. So go to
Charlton. Melissa with the Y. Horton.
Yeah. Parker Luckenbach.
Daniel Arroyo.
Kieran O'Donnell.
And then leave Polera. We'll just end that.
All right, cool. We're close. We're going to get
there. What was the Daniel Arroyo?
I like
Emilio.
Yeah.
Today we're brought to you by Spotify, The Besties. But I'll tell you about that later. For now, Andy, I heard you were around the water cooler today talking about some stuff.
That's funny. I like that you brought that back.
I'm here for you, baby. If there's no joke that plays better than a joke between just me and Andy.
Yeah. there was a really cool sports thing that happened over the weekend. Can I get the All Sorts of Sports intro? Nope, we don't got it. All right. There was a guy who drives a Zamboni at a hockey
place. I read
this
fucking story. This is fascinating.
He works like in operations. He kind of runs a bunch of shit for this hockey arena or whatever. The Toronto Maple Leafs is where he works for or whatever. That's like the place that he works at. They were playing I have to look it up right here.
Doesn't
the Carolina
matter,
something. Panthers. Carolina Hurricanes.
And here I am. Rock me like a hurricane.
And he plays for the Maple Leafs. Or no, he doesn't play for them. He works at the arena.
When I call you.
Well,
name,
one of the goalies got hurt for the Carolina Hurricanes. And then the backup goalie got hurt for the Carolina Hurricanes. And they have no backup goalie. And one of his jobs is to be.
I thought it was the Maples. Wasn't it his team that he worked at?
No, he had to play against his team or whatever.
Okay.
What?
So he got called in because he's an emergency backup, like the last-ditch effort.
A practice goalie with them. And so they're
for the
like,
Maple Leafs,
he is legitimately like a ringer, or they're like, if it gets down to this situation, then you have to step in.
So but he has to play for the other team.
Yeah,
he's a backup goalie for either team for the arena.
For the arena. But also, like, his main job is to schedule and fucking if there's an arena, if there's a concert coming to town or the basketball games or whatever, like he is that guy, but he's always kind of keeping in shape because he's the emergency guy. So he's a 42-year-old dude. He comes in for the Carolina Hurricanes. He allows two goals kind of immediately,
and
the people
like, oh,
and the people on the team were just like, relax, bro. You're like, have fun. Go out there, have fun. And he won the game. Like he
stopped the next like eight goals.
He didn't like allow a goal the rest of the game, and the Carolina Hurricanes won.
That is
this 42-year-old
an
man.
Amazing story. But like, so he lost it for his team though.
Well, it's whatever. Like he wants to go in there and play well. Like you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Whoa.
And they ended up putting his jersey in the Hall of Fame, the Hockey Hall of Fame, and
that's
stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you're gonna be a Hall of Famer soon.
Pretty soon.
Foot back.
Just kind of because I can't imagine a situation that I'd be more nervous.
Dude, you'd be
thrust
so nervous.
Into something like that.
Not sex like in that. Front of a bunch of people.
Oof. Ah, I'd
yeah,
be
he's
real
good
nervous.
At sex.
I'd be real nervous.
You can be great at anything, but you get thrust in, you have to get thrust in front of a bunch of people. That's hard.
I think it'd just be, it would be so hard to go from the intensity of practice to then
fans
around you. You're getting shots on goal, like, full fucking speed, full tilt.
Yeah, these are professional
dudes.
Like,
Jesus Christ, this would be so scary.
Yeah.
Knuckle pucks left and right.
You ever seen how fast they shoot those fucking things?
Yeah.
The pucks?
No, I just really appreciate the last couple sentences and how quickly it, like, segued between sex and hockey. And, like, it went to you, and I was purely expecting sex. But, no, you went full hockey, but...
Yeah.
It took me a while to realize.
This was what, like, shots on goal.
This was full tilt.
One of those stories that I was reading when I was taking a poop, of course, as one does. It's the only time I read news, which is why I'm very up to speed on news. And I got to the end of it, and I had, like, a tear in my eye. I was like, this is the kind of shit that, like, makes you, like, reinvigorates your belief in humanity. That this guy could just do that.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. Like,
it's cool.
He's a 42-year-old dude who has never played a professional game. He'll play every once in a while with, like, little...
Well, he practices with the team. Right?
Yeah.
Here and there.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, he's never been put in a situation like that where he's in front of thousands of people watching.
Oh, it's fucking terrifying.
I was listening to him being interviewed on Levitard, and it's in his contract that he cannot drink alcohol the same day of the game in case he is needed or whatever.
Same with
But he did say that he ate, like, a giant sandwich beforehand.
Yeah, he's like, just shits his pants right there.
But, I'm just like, can you imagine if you are... super backup at Disneyland or whatever, and you're just somebody kind of works maintenance, but dude.
Hey man, Fantasmic needs a Mickey tonight.
Yeah,
you're going up. They're gonna Rey Mysterio you out of
exactly,
this fucking
dude. Yeah, like it just sounds terrifying. I can't imagine. I don't really know how that works for any of the other sports, because the other sports, like, one of my favorite things in baseball is when one team scores a lot of fucking runs, and the other team goes through all their pitchers, and by the time you know it, their backup second baseman are pitching, and their backup outfielders are pitching, because they've just run out of actual pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always, like, funny to see, like, oh, the random outfielder guy throw in the ball, and, like...
36-mile-an-hour fastball.
It's always a joke, because, like, you know, he'll throw the ball, and everybody's fucking around with him. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just...
Right.
He hasn't,
tried,
like,
to do his best.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't really think any of the other...
home runs
I don't think
of
any
them.
Of the other sports work that way, because there's always... In the NFL,
I'm surprised the NFL has that rule.
NHL,
excuse me, because that was the thing I had to wrap my head around. Well, I'm like, this is actually a thing they do, because I've seen there are moments, right? And I don't know shit about hockey, but from my very simple knowledge of it, there are moments where, like, if the goalie, they'll pull the goalie and have, like, five people just rushing, right? If they're down one,
you can play without a goalie. You pull the goalie, you get an extra player on the ice, yeah.
Right?
No,
okay. You got the blue lines. All right, get
not this again.
Well, video
ever.
Call Colin in to explain it with a whiteboard.
Not this again. I'm so bad at hockey, dude.
Yeah, it's just interesting they have that backup player though, because, like, I don't know if the NFL has something like that where they're like,
no,
if you get
not
three
really.
Quarter, if you have, because the NFL has, like, third and fourth string quarterbacks, right?
They
don't you keep at least
some
three quarterbacks
some teams
on your team?
Will have two backups. Like, you might have a third,
then, like,
stringer.
A wide receiver can throw.
Yeah, but there are, like, there have been certain situations where. Chad Ochocinco was put in to kick a field goal one time because their kicker got hurt. And Chad Ochocinco, like, plays soccer a lot, so he can kick, and they put him in there. I think he kicked an extra point or an actual field goal. I think I have that right, but I could be way off. I'm so sorry.
I got the internet.
Yeah, look that up, please. But, there are situations where they talk about, well, the kicker's hurt, and the punter will have to be the kicker now. But if the punter gets hurt... You know, you might have this wide receiver who kicked in high school or whatever,
right.
You know,
that's
who's
terrifying.
Fairly familiar with it.
I would not be happy about that.
I feel like baseball, out of all the sports, is the one that I would be like, if I had to, if it was just like, Tim, there's no one else. You got to go out there. I feel like I could fake it with baseball because I feel like 90% of them aren't doing shit 90% of the time.
Sure.
Yeah, you could probably.
Oh, you mean to go out there on the field?
Yeah, I could be there and be like,
extra point.
At the very least,
right?
If you were an outfielder, like say you were, what is it? Right fielders get the least amount of action.
Totally,
so they put
but
you
the right fielder
field,
has to have the best arm.
You
also.
Do have to have the best arm,
but
I mean,
but that's
in Tim's perspective,
I would
all he has
take
to
that
do
hit because if I'm out there, there's a slim chance it's coming to me, and if it comes to me, and I fuck it up, it's rare. I'll fuck up once in the game, call it a day.
But what I feel like, follow me on this. What I feel like would be more advantageous, you're out there. Even if you miss it, soon enough you'll track the ball down and get it to the second base guy.
Yeah,
you don't have to throw it all the way home. They're not asking you to gun it home like he's talking about. But if you put you in any other sport, you'll die.
Totally.
If we put you in football, any position in football, you're dead.
Yeah.
Probably.
I can't fake that at all.
Maybe basketball, but after like seconds in there, you're going
to
fucking
basketball,
you're going
to collapse. You're going to be exhausted. Few players on the field, the whatever the hell, the court.
Yeah.
That it's just like, you're, no. I feel like would notice that like I'm not,
everybody attack him.
Oh, yeah. They're not, yeah.
Baseball's it's a little chiller.
I don't know. Maybe in basketball, because you could just, if they just needed another body on the court, because you have to have 5-5, right?
You have to have 5-5, yeah.
So if they're like, shit, no, everyone else died in a bus crash or something, or they're stalled.
And now they have
all
to
have to have is Tim, and Tim has one eligible year left of play or whatever. They get you
he
on.
He was a redshirt freshman.
You just run around and do this a lot. You know, they're not going to make you cover anything. Right? You're tall. You're 6'2", yeah. Right? 6'1", 6'2"?
Six. Just yeah. Six.
You're a point guard. You're a short point guard in the NBA.
Like, Greg could probably do better. You could do better.
Oh, I can get down to the paint. You kidding me? I was boxing people out left and right in fifth grade.
But
DPL
the thing
basketball.
Is, like, you're
we
six
won
three.
The championship. Don't forget.
6'3 is like a point guard in the NBA.
No, but
yeah, but I'm fat, like Shaq, so I need to be down to the paint.
Shaq. You put him in the key. You put him at the key, and then he just doesn't have to run. You just keep him there.
That's true.
The people in the paint, though, are like 6'9", 7 feet.
Yeah, but I'm down there, and I'm going to make him laugh. I'm going to have some funny jokes while we're in. Can you believe we're up against this? And you know how it is, too, because it's not so much about like the height.
What
it's
is
about
it?
The ass. Because you're doing back the thing where you back up, and
yeah,
then you do this.
Up.
Yeah, but then
but that's if you have the ball.
Well, that's encroachment. You can't do that.
I like to imagine you being down there, you trying to make a laugh and go, can you believe we had a Patreon guy named Bert and Meg?
Hey, yo, Charles, what's the funniest name you've heard?
The announcer's like, this is the first time in history we've seen a player make himself laugh so hard he tumbled out of bounds with the ball. Oh, God. Andy, if you had to step into a sport, any sport, what would it be?
Footbagging.
I'd have to say.
No, I mean a real sport, not this fucking bullshit you can do by yourself and everyone secretly makes fun of you.
I'd have to say baseball is number one. Even though.
I got to play a full game.
There is nothing scarier.
Full game.
Than sitting in a batter's box and having a 90-mile-an-hour pitch being thrown.
That's fair.
Not even at you, just in the strike zone. Because it
in
is.
In your vicinity.
Yeah, but they have, the hats now that cover
not
your
all
jaw.
Of them do. Not all
Andy
of them
do. I would wear the full helmet.
Like the idea
Batman
that
helmet.
Yeah.
The idea that so the Astros got cheating a whole bunch, right? The Astros had this giant cheating scandal.
Got caught cheating.
Where they were using technology to steal signs to know.
Oh, the guy with the little speaker.
Well, yeah, that's maybe one thing, but for the most part, like it is totally confirmed that they'd have somebody in the outfield or using cameras or some shit to see is it a strike? All right, if it's a strike or a changeup, we are gonna either sneeze really loud. Or we're gonna bang on this trash can to let their batter know a changeup is coming.
Trash cans.
Yeah, they were hitting trash cans in the dugout.
They were sending signals to the batter saying we know what pitch.
Like
is
this
coming.
Is a strike or this is a fastball.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen.
I didn't like baseball. Astros, yeah. I commend you.
Dude,
out
so
there.
they won the World Series.
Hell yeah, they did.
And then
with
this
goddamn
news,
trash
this
cans.
News comes out like 2 years later and everybody's fucking pissed and they're like, are you kidding me? And then
Tom Brady deflated balls.
I mean, that's such a stupid
fact.
He sucked it out.
The so the commissioner, the commissioner,
you know, he's like, trying to punch in the ball with a little tongue.
The commissioner like suspended and kicked out a bunch of people in the league, the GMs and stuff, but he didn't punish any of the players.
What are you gonna do? Take it back? Do it over? That's a lot of money.
Well, like none of the players
following orders.
None of the players got punished, but the thing is, like, they could have said no. They could have said no.
Yeah, if you wanted to get fired. Think about all the ex-wives they have
or
and
worse,
babies they got to take
a
care
fucking
of. You know
loser.
But then, so you think about that dynamic.
What happened to John Rocker? You're gonna tell me they
Aaron
want
Hernandez?
He killed himself. But then you think about all these other players in the major leagues who are
I mean,
really
he killed other people. Oh, wasn't so
they're
I'm
really
to make a suicide joke, Andy.
They're
Jesus.
Super
Jesus, Andy, have a line in the sand. You don't.
They
cross.
Are super pissed off at the Astros, and they're saying we're like you're ruining other people's jobs and livelihoods because you're hitting the fuck out of their pitchers. Like you're hitting home runs left and right, and that's costing them money
cheating.
And
it's
salary
definitely
and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wrong.
And then so this season, everybody expects there's like a Vegas money line on how much the Astros are going to be thrown at, where the pitchers are just going to throw the ball hard and hit them.
Oh,
there's a Vegas money line. It's like are they going to be hit
just
this many times,
them?
Above or under? You know, under.
Dude, that has to fucking hurt so bad.
Yes,
to catch a 90-mile-an-hour ball in your fucking
like
the
I've
side
taken
of your back.
70-mile-an-hour balls to like my ass and my back and my arm and my shoulder.
That's what part of your ass? You take it right up the ass or what's up?
Right down Main Street.
And that shit
take
hurts.
It to
can you imagine like a 90-mile-an-hour fastball?
No, that guy, I mean that's legitimately if you hit you in the wrong spot breaks a bone. That could probably crack your. That could break your rib. if it hits you.
God, that's so terrifying.
That's so fucking
I don't
want
to be anywhere near that. So
sports are scary.
I would pick baseball as my first one, but I would like make sure to be super far
designated
away.
Hitter.
I don't want to like... No, I could
see. I didn't even think about the hitting part. They all need to hit, right?
Yeah, yeah. You got to hit, buddy. You got to hit.
I don't know. I take it back, maybe. No,
I mean, the thing is this: if they, you just don't swing.
Hockey, I would die. Yeah, basketball.
Can you skate?
I would die. No,
no. Okay.
I can skate.
You're gonna break.
I can skate as well as I can run.
Yeah, but someone's gonna slam you.
Like I can do it.
You get smashed into that glass.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, hockey, they're too mean. Basketball. They're just too aggressive, and they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, they're football. Fast, and they're very. Football, you're dead.
Yeah.
Football, O-line, D-line.
I don't even.
Just
I
something. All I'm doing it. Is charging. I'm just charging. You know what I mean? I'm just charging.
That's not charging. What does that mean?
You know, well, I mean, I'm down to my stance.
He's
I'm
getting low,
line.
Though. He's getting
I'm
low.
Line.
He's
I'm,
changing
I'm
levels.
Hitting the, yeah. I'm hitting the other guy.
He's hitting past.
Now, I'm going to get knocked over a lot, but I think there's just not enough room to really hurt me.
You could put the weight back on because you want to be heavier.
Well, now I'm all muscle.
But I'm saying, like, there are no holds barred, Greg.
On the legs.
If you want to be a lineman,
damn.
If you want to be a lineman, you just eat whatever the hell you want and lift a bunch of weights.
Sure, yeah.
You see these guys in the NFL, when they retire, they immediately lose like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
It's crazy because of how much they are forced to eat and just be gigantic because they're 6'5" and they are 320 pounds or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when they retire, all of it gets lost because they just become normal human beings with normal diets again.
Well, that or you see guys like the quarterbacks just gain hella weight because they're used to eating.
Happens to you.
And Brian Urlacher grew his hair out. Back.
Brian Urlacher did grow his hair back.
Man,
that was a weird.
I saw John Elway in a commercial the other day. I was like, damn, you're still alive.
Oh yeah,
good job.
He's
John
a terrible general manager.
Cool, Greg.
He's a GM.
Can we get Cool Greg's mic turned up? Cool Greg is approaching the microphone. Kevin is turning it up right now.
Cool Greg, lean into that mic, bro.
What's up, man?
Cool Greg, what sport, professional sport, could we drop you into right now if you had to play?
If you had to play.
You have to play
you say we're down
one
player,
match, one game, whatever.
We
what's
need
your best
to step in.
Your best sport to be dropped into?
To be dropped into right now?
Professional
say,
sport.
Is pool one?
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Shit,
yeah, I mean, I'll give pool a professional sport.
Oh, then I'm doing darts.
Darts not a professional.
I'm doing golf.
We're talking real sports that, like, normal people.
You mean
watch
the big,
on TV.
The big four,
the big four.
Yeah,
football, basketball, baseball.
I'll put soccer in there also.
Can we put esports in there?
No,
I could. I've seen the fuel. They're terrible. I could definitely play on them.
Fuck you, dude. They're good.
I know how to protect the
way
payload.
I'm thinking is, I could like the best sport I'm at. I mean, the sport I'm best at would be basketball, but I don't think I'm good compared to someone who's good. I think I could just jump into volleyball and compete with anyone.
Damn.
I love it. Yeah.
That's some confidence.
You're gonna piss off a lot of volleyball listeners.
I wish we had like $500,000 to do that show.
All right, well, we're trying.
Where we all get to have to, we just put our money where our mouth is, and you get to play one round of like single A ball.
Jesus.
And see how long you can last.
We know Hunter. You could put me on the field, and you could put me at second base, and he'll just hit line drives to me and see if I could field them.
No way.
I'll leave the broken
nose. We cannot do that.
We do not have a good enough
that
health
player. That man is a huge human being. He's got to crank that thing.
Yeah, but
fucking fast.
Dude, I can play defense, bro. Have you seen me? You've never seen me.
I've never seen you play baseball before. I've seen you school me at horse before. I got schooled at horse.
Nick was surprisingly bad at shooting basketballs. Because I feel like that's something that you would be okay at.
It's my
he
Achilles
was
heel.
Terrible.
It's your what?
It's my Achilles tendon.
But he didn't know he was terrible until is. Like there was.
Because there was a confidence going in, but that went away pretty quick.
Mind games.
It is
mind games. Like
the thing you have to, the thing you have to understand about this is everyone at this table at some point has had a horrible loss, has suffered a terrible loss at my hands. Okay. Greg, if you remember correctly, I fucked you up at Nidhogg. Andy, of course, I'm sure there's something I beat you at. And Tim, we've gone back
Pokemon,
and forth
you draw Pokemon.
With Smash Bros. But okay, I will say that my skill level does not match any of yours in any of these games. But I get in your head, I get in your under your skin like a bad staph infection, and I just stay there.
You beat
for
me
a while.
In Towerfall one time. Pretty
That's
bad.
What it was. And I beat you because I have one thing you guys don't. I don't care
Gusto.
If I win or not. I just don't care. It's a win-win situation. If I don't win, I annoy you. It's fun. If I win, that's even better, right?
Yeah, there's a reason you can't play Mario Party with Joey.
Joey refuses to be in the same room as me if I'm playing Mario Party. Even if she's not playing, I still give her shit for how much she's losing.
You do.
It's great.
The fact that we're talking about it now, she might leave
she
the office.
She hates it. She said, and I quote, "I'm not working here again if you mention this at all on the air or privately." So we'll see what happens. Yeah, I don't know. I came at, real talk, though, I was traumatized by basketball. in junior high when I started playing and I was so bad and everyone made fun of me and I was like, I don't like this feeling at all, so I never played.
Fair.
Never played. And I was always like, my problem was, I think going into seventh grade, I think sixth grade, fifth grade, everyone was the same height, right? Maybe you had the one freakish kid that like had the growth spurt, everyone was the same height. I go into seventh grade, all my friends are kind of my height. By eighth grade, everyone had surpassed me like a lot. And so I would, with the kids I used to play with, I'd be like, I can't. There's nothing there's I can like do. I don't have a skill. I don't have a skill level. But even you know, when you're junior high, if a kid's like fucking 4 or 5 inches taller than you, you're like, you're done. I'm like,
it's you're like
done.
When you're, what the fuck do I have? It's like when you're late to a video game that everybody's been playing for exactly. a while. And you're like, by this point, what's the point? Man. Like, I'm already shitty at it.
That's a perfect example. Yeah. And also, you know, add to that the fact that I was super overweight, very, very lethargic, and just lazy as fuck. I was the kid that used to walk the mile. And like, that would take me like 20 minutes to walk a mile because I just didn't give a shit. So I just didn't care. But yeah, then you had my friends that were like, they kept up with it. And so by the time, you know, compound interest, by the time you get to like senior year, they're fucking way better than me at anything athletic because I just stopped.
Cool, good. Let's get Nick back out there, man.
There's no back out there. There was never an out there. I was never out there.
I need to.
I went on to the fucking gridiron one time. No, that's not the wrong one. Nope, it's the gridiron.
The hard court.
What do they call it? The court? Yeah, I went on the hard court one time. I was like, boom, missed it. Laughs, done. I'm not doing this shit ever again. You know, I didn't get laughs. Marching band. I was the shit in there.
Fuck yeah, that's you were.
Did not get laughs.
Nobody was laughing at this day. No one was laughing.
Except
at
one time, my band director. We did this. We did a jazz band. This was like one of the saddest experiences of my life. So follow me on this one. And don't make fun of me. We
thank you for the preamble into it.
So eighth grade, I think to myself, hey, I'd like to be more of a leader in this. And there was like, I got a little jazz band together, and we were like, hey, we're gonna give a year end concert. Like,
what was the band's name?
You already made Cool Greg laugh.
It's not the laugh I want, Cool Greg. And I got this jazz band together, and we played one song for the year end recital thing. Right, we got together, played. It was not great, but we had rehearsed it. And it was fine. It was pretty okay. And for whatever reason, someone was filming it, and when they were done filming it, when I like wrapped up and we finished. Right, and everyone's like applauding. I was like, oh, I'm so proud of us. Like, this is the first time I've ever put an ensemble together. And someone was filming this, and I kid you not, they zoomed over to my band director, and he, so we're over here. He like lifted his blazer and went like that. Like, we just bombed. And I saw that, and I was like, huh, why would you do that?
Did like, you call him out on it?
No, I don't think I ever did, but if I see him now, I'm going to punch him right in his fucking face. Because I'm pretty sure I'm way bigger than he
is
now.
That's super fucked up.
I know. Wasn't that so fucked up?
Yeah.
I was like, first, and he did it to the rest of the band that was sitting there. So it was like, we got off the stage and joined the rest of the eighth grade and seventh grade, like, advanced band. And he was just like, that was bad. I'm like.
Was it bad, though?
Objectively, sure. I'm sure it was. We were fucking in eighth grade.
Playing When the Saints Go Marching.
It's tough love, man.
Yeah, it was like a bad, I mean, you know, it was like a song that I liked and I got everyone together. We did it. But I was like, wow, what a discouraging thing. Yeah. And then I got into a high school band and my band director there was an asshole too. And I was like, man, maybe if you just become a band director, you're just a bitter asshole.
We had a super strict band director in middle school that eventually became cooler towards the end of the year because we ended up winning like the big whatever the fuck we needed to win.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'll dye my hair pink if you win. And we ended up winning. So he had his hair like fluorescent ass, like
that's
highlighter
cool.
pink or whatever. But towards the beginning of the year, he was mean. We were scared of him.
My band director was mean.
There was times where, because I was the seventh grader that was like the lead snare. And all the eighth graders
what
were
that sound like?
All the eighth graders were like, this fucking seventh grader doesn't know what he's doing. But like, I was
you
good.
Fucking knew it.
I was room. Fucking good.
give me a sample right
there
now.
A song, like? There was a song called Creed, or I think it was called
with
Creed.
With arms wide
and like,
open.
And it's slow or whatever, and then it comes in and he goes, and so that's my like time to shine. And I remember popping in like, he's doing the thing, and we had just watched a video, and I was like, I'm going to be just like that guy in the video. And then my time came in, and I was like, and he was like, it's way too fast. What are you doing? And I just sat there. Fucking I was whiplash. Like, oh, it was straight up like whiplash shit. Yeah, dude. But then he warmed up to me and he was like, all right, kid's got it.
You do have a problem with tempo.
Jesus. Do you guys get to play like fun songs or was it just a bunch of bullshit? Because I feel like we lucked out. We got to do La Bamba. We got to do Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we had
Ghostbusters.
Man, it was fucking cool as hell.
We got
to do the Chips Ahoy song, Sing, Sing, Sing.
Chips Ahoy. What a terrible cookie, but what a great commercial. Here's some dusty ass Chips Ahoy.
Shut your fucking mouth.
It's like if I
go back
to your plain M&M's.
It'd be like goddamn Planet of the Apes. Chips, you're uncovering some cookies. That's what you got with Chips
you
Ahoy.
Piece of shit.
They're so good.
Give me an Oreo any day of the week.
Go fuck your face.
Give me a Matt's
right
Chewy chocolate chip. Soft, chewy, delicious.
Shit. I can't not believe
not these petrified. This.
This
is what a cartoon cookie looks
you're
like.
You're full of shit right it's now, dude.
That's why they make Chips Ahoy chewy.
The only memory I have of you doing the band camp or the band shit at school is with Kevin one time. We had to go watch you perform, and we were just in the back, and he was teaching me how to make stars and all kinds of cool things with rubber bands. Great time, man. Great time.
How come, Kevin, did you ever consider being in the band?
I'm not musically talented. I'm born with a lot of talents, mostly with my hands, but you put a guitar in here and no good.
Kevin
can't do it.
Kevin is a man of many talents, like you just said, but like rhythmically, there's nothing there.
I have a challenge there.
Kevin did karate when he was little.
Me too.
But I just love it. I love that visual.
My mom just put me in a bunch of stuff, so it was like Taekwondo, karate.
You tried
judo.
Guitar.
Yeah, no, I did.
By your own volition, right?
Well, yeah, because I was done with piano.
After you failed piano, you moved on to something
maybe
else.
The next one.
Guitar, by the way, coolest instrument that you could play.
No, hell I'd yeah. say piano is.
Saxophone's the coolest.
I think piano is by far the coolest thing that I really want to learn that I just don't have the patience for.
I'm so mystified by how cool, like how hard guitar is, though.
That's piano, how I am with piano.
Well, piano's equally as difficult as well. I actually probably piano might be a little harder because you have to do lots of crazy shit with all your fingers, but I could never. I got to a certain level with piano where I was like, I just cannot get my hands to move independently from themselves.
Yeah.
Dude, I went down another rabbit hole a couple nights ago watching that Lara, I think her name is, Lara 99 something or other.
The one that like just people say shit, she goes, oh, no, she does I just know the name.
We've watched this on Internet Explorers before. She'll go on Twitch, she has a piano, she just starts playing. People in Twitch chat will just like throw out songs.
Unreal.
And she just fucking busts into it. And it's not like some basic ass for like KFAF version.
Did you guys
like fucking beautiful renditions. With segues in between the songs. It's,
have you seen?
I saw that movie Rocket Man about Elton John. Yeah.
So that deal. She's got that ability.
Yeah.
Where you say
that was awesome. Remember, like spoilers for it, but where he walks in and the
she goes, why'd you stop?
The teacher. No, the teacher's who wants. He's going to this
Lara.
Conservatory. Have you seen it?
I don't know.
He gets invited or whatever to come try out, and he walks in and the teacher's playing, and she stops.
This incredibly
like, oh,
complex piece.
Yeah, exactly. Playing. Like a symphony or whatever. And she's like, oh, you didn't bring anything? He's like, no, I just play what I want to play or whatever. She's like, all right, play me something. And he plays exactly what she was playing. And then stops, and she goes, why did you stop? And he goes, that's where you stopped. Because he just heard her do it and was like, oh, I know
literally
what you're
just knew how to do it all. Isn't that fucking insane?
Huh?
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man, starring Elton
really,
John.
Really, really cool. You know what else? You know what the rabbit hole I went down the other day, Tim, thanks to you. And I owe you the biggest thanks of my life for introducing me to this guy, Mark Ribolette.
Jesus, he's
is a bad motherfucker. I love this guy so much. And I love that he does like three shows.
What does he do?
One of which
is
at a fucking brewery that nobody wants him to be there.
No, that's not true.
But they love him.
They buy the ticket for it.
Oh,
those are his shows.
Have you not seen this guy?
I have no idea.
We're going to watch this person first, and then we're going to watch Mark Ribolette.
So this is Lara 6683.
Welcome to Internet Explorers, everyone. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, with Tim Gettys.
Dude, they need all the shout outs in the world. They're both so talented.
I don't think they do it. They're also very, very popular.
It doesn't matter, man. They
they're,
need, they need more.
They're fantastic.
It's me and
hey
Nick.
Guys.
Hi.
Hey. Shot, it's good.
Sorry.
So people are just saying like,
yeah.
They'll just say like, oh, here's some songs
play
in
the
chat.
Play this song.
Yeah.
Hardest instrument.
Dude, I love piano. I wish I could play it. It was an old story, but yeah, I took lessons until Prince of Persia came out and then I stopped. It's just, I can't. This is a lot of work, and I also, like Kevin, have no rhythm, so it's such a bitch to try to figure out.
Wait, you gotta find the video where she's changing like every 5 seconds.
Yeah, I skip forward just a little bit, Kev.
My aunt played piano in the church, so I tried learning from her for a bit.
Yeah, right there's fine.
We're gonna get
so like this is Castlevania.
I'm gonna lower it.
Bloody Tears.
That's right. So sick.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Parts of the review.
That's amazing.
And it's just all just fucking live. She just does it, and she goes for like 3 hours. Crazy shit.
Can you go to Kevin? Can you bring up Mark Ribellet. Is that how do you say his last name? His Instagram's go Mark R E B I I L. Yeah,
there we go.
Right there. Bring up his Instagram if you can. Yeah, we keep going. That's Twitter.
I got it.
That's Instagram. Yeah. Okay. So,
have you seen this guy?
Sorry. Yes. Go scroll down.
He's very good.
And there's one where he's like which one is it? Where he's like building the funk song. Keep going. Keep scrolling. Maybe that one right
building
there.
Building the funk is on his YouTube as the most popular.
See if it's this one. I think it might be this one.
I like the having sex song.
No, it's not this one. But this is great. Why is he wearing a badge? Wait, go to building the funk. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Hold on,
I apologize.
Yeah, give me a second.
Go, yeah.
Give him a second, Miho.
Give him a second, everybody.
Yeah,
Miho.
There it is. This this is the kind of stuff that...
How to funk in 2 minutes.
That's it. How to funk in 2 minutes. That's the one. This is fuck. We're getting claimed on this so
and
hard.
And he just streams this.
And what I love it is it's set up in his fucking kitchen in like his junior one bedroom in New York. Clean house though.
You gotta be if you're gonna be
on channel. Look how thin his fridge is.
I just fucking love his vibe, man.
But he's in like a monogrammed yellow and red robe.
I wish I knew how to loop shit, man.
He got it.
This guy fucking has it. This guy has it.
What's it?
That's the question I always have. You know?
I just need somebody to be like, Andy, this is how you loop.
Well, you need that set. You need that setup.
This motherfucker, dude.
Like, you need this setup and to be able to record it as it goes, and then you loop. But, like, he'll just do shows in his underwear.
Nice.
Great. Unlike us. We look like melted.
Speak for yourself, man.
I'm gonna jump over.
All I heard were compliments on my thighs from the Brie Larson photo.
Kev, I'm gonna send you one
That's
to assets.
Amazing. God, it's so good. It's so good. That's my question. Like I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was like, "How hard is it to do stand up?" And I was like, "Well, it's really, really hard to do stand up, especially when you see." You know, you work hard. I'm still out there, like, crushing mics 3-4 nights out of the week. But then every once in a while, you'll see someone that has it. And you go, huh. Oh, this is amazing.
This one's so fucking good.
He's at a brewery, if you're an audio listener.
But it's like, it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday.
He's just so into it.
Because he's committed.
Let me in, I'm trying to fuck. Let me in, I'm trying to fuck. Let me in, I'm trying to fuck now.
So you're saying people are here for him?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are times he'll just go places and just start performing.
And it's amazing.
That's like a nice brewery.
I would be in this fucking show so hard. I'd be like, yes.
The moans come back in.
So unbelievable.
God bless him.
God, dude. You just see that every once in a while. Like, why am I trying? Why am I trying? I'm never going to be amazing as this guy. I try every day of my life. I get up at 9:15. I say to myself,
what can I buy at Target to bring on KFAF today?
Tomorrow we're having a fun one, ladies.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't we check in with our sponsor? This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by the Besties. Hey, listeners, we know you love all things video games, so we want to tell you about a Spotify original podcast called The Besties. Every Friday, the creators of The Adventure Zone, Griffin and Justin McElroy, are joined by their two best friends and hardened video game reporters, Russ Frischtick, God, and Chris Plant. I know Russ. I see his name, and I can never say it right. I'm sorry, Russ. To go deep on a single new video game. If you've been a fan of Polygon, you know these guys. They co-founded it. Plus, The Besties covers all the major moments in video games in 2020, from new console launches to Cyberpunk 2077 and beyond. And at the end of the year, they do a complete showdown pitting all the top games of the year against one another to get to the top game of the year. It's pretty epic. But The Besties can't do it without their fans, who ride in each and every week with all sorts of goofy suggestions. It's like a book club for video games. Of course, you've heard me say it over and over, but I will continue to support this podcast. Why? Justin, of course, a longtime supporter of us. He was the first, when I was still doing youtube.com/gameovergreggy, he was in there every time for Orioration, one of the first few comments. An amazing person, amazing dude, very funny. Go help. You can find The Besties on Spotify, which also has your favorite podcast, including this one, and music, all for free. Listen to The Besties free only on Spotify. And we're back.
Back, baby.
Have you... I was walking out my apartment today.
Raccoon again?
I saw some dog shit on the sidewalk.
Wasn't Porty.
And then I realized, man, it's been a while since I've had to worry or thought about stepping in dog shit.
Okay.
Where it was such commonplace when I was a kid. Because
I find this is the most ridiculous. You live in San Francisco, the poop capital of the world.
There's shit everywhere.
Yeah, it's literally...
Are you saying,
no, but
like,
I mean like dog shit. Like, because back in the day...
human crap.
I saw a fucking cow patty sized pile of human shit when I was walking to Punchline the other day. And I smelled it about 3 blocks before I got
My
to
neighborhood
it.
Isn't really like that, though. I'm talking about, like,
I'm going to say, I know you live.
Because I'm so used to, I was so used to as a kid, we'd go play sports like in random fields and we'd play flag football or baseball or whatever. And I just remember how I feel like it happened once a month. Oh, I was stepping in dog shit and like, you get in the car and you'd be like, what's that? Who is it?
And you always had to do the thing where you would wear Vans that have the super intricate soles underneath.
Yes.
And the dog poop would smush into it.
You gotta go out there with a toothbrush.
Yeah, I got a power hose. What?
Huh? No, not a toothbrush, bro. You fucking psychopath.
He said lick it.
Bash Bros, you know what I mean?
But yeah, I realized that's not a worry of mine anymore, but it used to be such a concern.
Well, it's because you're not running the field no more.
It was this sensation of I'm so terrified that of stepping in shit, and it's going to ruin my day.
There's not a day that
the rest of my night's going to be cleaning out shit from the bottom of my shoes.
I would just throw my shoes out. The only times I've ever stepped in shit in San Francisco, I'm like, that's human shit. Shoes are gone. I got to get a new pair of shoes when I go home.
I stepped in human shit.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You gotta be eyes up, Guardian.
Most of the shit
you're
stepping in probably in San Francisco is human shit.
I haven't stepped in shit in 20 years.
I was gonna say, that's the thing. I'm on top of it.
My eyes are on the ground. They're glued to the ground.
Apparently they are.
I'm doing shit. I like when Daddy gets a little drunk.
I like to imagine that when you do step in the shit, you're like, I gotta throw them away. And you just leave them there near the shit.
I just put them on the shit so no one else steps on
the problem. Like, these shoes were stepped in this shit.
Terrible.
I don't know. It was just like a childhood thing I just thought of. I was like, weird little things you don't really have to worry about anymore.
Nick.
Yeah.
Grant Burton writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, if you could swap bodies with anyone in the world for one day, who would it be and what would you do? Note, everyone would think you're that person. So the jig's not up.
Oh, so I get to be the person for a day, basically? Yeah. So I'm not really swapping bodies. I guess swapping bodies. Sorry.
You're in their body. What's happening to your body is unknown in Grant's question.
Don't overthink it. Just go around the table. First thing that comes
Chris
to your
Hemsworth.
Mind.
I just want to see what it's like living in his body.
You guys are going too fast, man.
That's Rock. Why. Clear your fucking head. Scroll. Chris Hemsworth. The Rock.
Go Tim.
Cool
Emily
Tim?
Radichowski. Oh.
Wait, what did you say? You said God. Cool Tim?
Go Tim.
No, I said go Tim.
Well, now pick one. Andy, pick one.
Tim. His answer was Tim.
Fuck. Hold on. Hold on.
God, I would abuse your body.
Can you imagine if that was the genie?
You would abuse my body.
You'd come back and be like, what happened? And you'd look down, hairless. Yeah, I would just shave you from the fucking
tattoos.
Neck down. Oh, yeah. A tattoo of me on your ass. Me and Andy.
Tom Holland.
Okay. Fair enough.
Young enough in his career, but still a bright future ahead.
You're getting him for one day.
That's right.
Miller.
It's yeah.
You're not worried at all at the like routine you'd have to follow as The Rock?
That's what I want to see.
You're fucked.
I want to see how regimented his day is.
You can't
and not in a documentary like where he's like talking to the cameras and thing. Like, what's a real day as The Rock look like? Where it is,
as an assistant that's walking with him?
I guarantee
like, hey,
he does.
Really?
He has like 5 assistants walking with him.
Oh.
He has like 10 businesses.
I would, no, you know what? Maybe I would, at the end of the day that the day's about to end or whatever, I'm Trump and I just shit all over myself. And then, like, I go on camera, boop, body swaps out, and he's there with shit all over himself.
Now, during the day, did you resign as president or changing the policies, or did you just think, I'm going to shit myself at the end of this?
He just drank Diet Cokes and then shit himself. That was it.
Shit myself. Man.
God damn it, Andy. This is our chance.
Who said Emily Ratajkowski? That would be
three of us.
So. Well, if I could remember, it was Andy or Tim. I don't pay attention to that side of the table. You're my most important one.
That's why
you're my best move.
We're both benches to each other.
That would be so fucking fascinating.
It would be.
To just walk around for a day, A, as a female, and B, as one of the best looking females on the planet, just to see how people respond to you. I would get so much free shit. My goal would be like, can I get a free Porsche?
I have someone a friend named Porsche. Free Porsche. I want Nick
she
to get
a free anything. You see it. Just follow on Instagram. Literally. Anything she wants, boom, boom,
I can't
boom,
follow on
done.
Instagram because A, it takes way too much of my time, and B, it makes me depressed.
Damn, now I'm thinking
makes
about
me happy.
Now I'm thinking about just going to any billionaire and just buying Andy Cortez stuff.
Like paying off Andy Cortez's
student
loan.
See, I feel like that could. I feel like you do that though. That's they can trace it back to you. Like this isn't. We're not doing this. This isn't. Like, I don't feel like a consensual.
We're doing this.
Nobody,
fuck, bro.
Nobody's gonna
I'm
be like,
too,
oh,
if the Rock
you,
is me.
I have a perfect answer. Jen, I turn into Jen.
I'll be out here
trying
to
convince Greg.
That's good. That's good. That's real good.
Say something in French, Jen.
But you would know.
Damn, fuck, that does sound real.
Yeah,
that does
like,
sound
oh,
real.
It does sound real.
And then I'd be like, and then I just make a reservation to a restaurant, and we fucking, you'd be like, she's my wife.
That's my wife. Right? That's my wife.
Jen picked a hobo down the street.
We shit on Nick's shoes.
See that kid? Wow.
Building a cinematic
God, we just brought this
wow.
entire show together. You know what I mean?
Good. It is good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just say some billionaire because the thing is, you're worried about oh they will trace it back to you. Andy.
Well, it is the question of does The Rock wake up in my body then?
No,
and is this a like, Freaky Friday situation?
Yeah.
He's in heaven somewhere.
Yeah, I feel really bad for The Rock, yeah, because he doesn't know about the deal.
He's
like,
in your
unless
body.
I've left him a note that says, "Hey, Rock, it's me, Greg."
Here's my question:
you're going to be and at the end of the day, we'll switch it back, but I just got to go see what it's like to work out and shit.
Here's my question though:
I love
you
this
wouldn't work out. You wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't throw him off his game or anything.
But you don't know how to work out.
Sure, I'd probably hurt him.
You'd hurt him.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. Here's my question. It's like, how long...
How long you, can I pull off the ruse?
If you guys swapped bodies, how long do you think it would take until his body starts looking like you and vice versa?
Longer than a day.
Do you think a month, 2 months go by and you get back in your body and you're fucking shredded and his body's just a little bit pancakey?
I mean, he wouldn't be paying. He just wouldn't be The Rock. He wouldn't have the definition that defines The Rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it'd be cool if you could loan your body to a guy like The Rock, but like, I want you to work my body.
Oh, sure. Yeah. If I don't have to do
for
anything
like
for
6 months straight, and then I come back, I'm like,
that's cool. Yeah.
That'd be rad.
That's like where you lend somebody.
That's a business model if we can figure it out.
Yeah. When you're like, hey, level up my character,
right.
Sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I would wear so many outfits that I can't wear. You know what I mean?
As Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah. I would be naked all the time.
So
she's
often,
perfect.
I well, and that too.
All the time, I'd be naked.
But there's so many things I see her wear that I'm just like, fuck. I wish that I was cool enough to pull it off, and I also just wish it was appropriate.
You know what you should do?
Hmm.
You should take Gia on a date, and Gia would have the coolest photos to share.
Yeah,
it would make her day. And at the end of the day, you wink.
Wait,
like,
so
I'm Tim.
Wait, oh. So Gia didn't know she
Gia didn't know.
Gia thought she was cheating on Tim with Emily Ratajkowski.
Can you imagine?
First off, there's
love,
no such thing.
I love how many letters were thrown into her name every
can
time.
You, Ratajkowski. Can you imagine that you show up to your house,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Ding dong.
As Emily.
Hey, I'm Emily. Mm-hmm.
Ring a ding ding, Gia, come down. It's me, Emily
yeah.
Ratajkowski.
And
Gia would know something. Immediately,
Gia opens
she'd
door.
Look at me. She'd be like, Tim.
No.
She'd know because she'd be like this. It'd be dialed in outfit, Jordans. And
yeah,
she'd be like, it's Tim.
This
it's fucking Tim.
Happening.
And then here's what he'd be like.
And I'd be like,
you want
yeah,
a date?
It's happening.
You know where we're going? We're going to that weird lighthouse restaurant in Pier 39 or whatever it is. And she's like,
dude,
you're
Tim. RIP, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone?
Did it sink?
No, just went out of business.
Took it away.
Aquaman
in a matter of speaking, yeah.
Yeah,
I got to bounce. I love you guys.
Oh.
Bye, Nick.
No, I mean, the show's
what
over.
What a fucking way to do it. You know what I mean?
Cool.
No build-up,
well,
no explanation.
You got a whole bunch of show. You want Blessing to come in?
No, we
here.
Don't need him.
I got this for you.
That's my sack, man.
I love you. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.
Bye, Nick.
It's like, I would immediately try to tell people that I know that I'm her, that I'm me. I'm not trying to pull one over on anyone. Guys, hey, I'm Emily Ratajkowski for the day. Tim.
Tim.
I'm hanging out with you guys.
But
we're
they would never believe
Tim,
you.
If I get an unknown phone call from someone and it's a woman, and it's like, hey, Kevin, this is Tim in the body of Emily Ratajkowski. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay.
Kevin would believe me.
100%.
Sure.
I know he would believe me.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, I would believe you as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's trusting. We trust each other.
Exactly.
Even if we're not us.
Exactly. Well, I mean, again, like that's people. Such a weird thing that Emily Ratajkowski is not going to call you and be like, I'm Tim. You know what I mean? Like, again, I would have questions. There would be some, I'd unlock some things to ask you about. You
oh,
know what I mean?
Oh, damn it.
What is Emily
calling Gia
you?
Was calling me, and I was going to ask her if she'd believe me, but I don't want to call her back.
I mean, I would have questions, but I wouldn't, like, not believe you.
Yeah.
Same. I think it would be, you know what? I would want you to call me just so I could take photos with Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Post them on my Instagram, be super cool.
Totally. I would do that.
Yeah.
But then you would need to tag me. You'd need to tag Tim.
No, I can't do that.
You'd have to.
Why?
It's me. It's not her. I just happen to look like her.
No, you are her.
You are her.
You're not doubling as her. You
yeah,
are
you
her.
Yeah. You're,
I don't know where she lives. I don't LA? Know how hard it'd be.
But you know where we live.
I imagine it's LA. But she's all over the place. I wouldn't even know what day it is. Because I don't want to wake up like, fuck, I'm in Madrid.
Do you know any of our phone numbers?
Great point.
Okay. You'd wake up in Portugal.
I was about to say it.
I didn't.
I will never know Gia's number. Isn't that weird?
Why? You could
But
know
I know
it, though.
Kevin's.
You totally could,
But you could,
though.
Know Gia's number.
It's a lot of work. I could learn piano. I got things to do.
I know the area code and the first three.
You only need four more.
I know. Too bad.
It's close, man. You know what I mean? You got things to do.
I could learn piano as well.
It's just crazy that right now you're stranded and there's a payphone. Or you're asking a stranger for a phone. You couldn't call Gia.
Okay. Who the fuck would I call?
I understand that. 911.
I got Kevin. I got the shit on lock.
But what if I'm
his.
With you?
I know Curran's grandma's house phone number. You know what I mean? That'll never leave
Kevin,
the goddamn
you can't.
Curran's grandma's still alive?
No.
Like, can you call that and then, hey, call your grandson? And
someone lives there, but.
You can't be with him, though.
I don't think
Tim
that's how phone numbers
anymore.
Work.
What do you mean?
No, that was me saying as a general.
Someone thing. Lives there, but that's not the same phone number.
Also,
phone number's
if
not
I ever go
to
Tim's house, he's just woken up.
No, someone lives there in the family.
And he's like, gotcha. I'm Evelyn Radzowski. I'd be like, I believe you. What's up? What do we have to fix this?
What do we got to do? Do we need to fix it? Are we keeping it the same?
Just go to Gordo's.
Are you going to try to keep this life? You know what I mean? That's the bigger question. Is like, do I know that it's ending in 24 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a genie situation. Yeah.
Well, then at that point, I was like, oh, man, do I try to figure out how to keep it going? Do I try to make some deals on the side with Emily's friends?
See, I would definitely have it be like Emily Radzowski or whatever endorses Kind of Funny, and then you like get all of her celebrity friends endorse Kind of Funny, too. You know what I mean?
All the Emily's.
Or, that too.
I'd also have her tweet hashtag release the Snyder Cut, really get the movement going.
Take out a bunch of money from the ATM.
Why are we stealing?
I don't want to steal.
Don't steal from this poor woman.
She's not gonna notice, dude.
That's true.
Take out a bunch of money from the ATM. Take a big withdrawal from the bank, and hide it somewhere for yourself. So then when you wake up,
sure.
You have to go.
Why
get
don't
it.
You just mail?
Because it's untraceable.
Why not just mail it?
If I was gonna do that, I wouldn't be Emily though. I would do someone with
How
stupid
do you trace
money.
Mail?
They'd be able to be like, oh, Emily Radzowski walked in here and is mailing this giant package.
Yeah, put on
instead, Emily Radzowski walks into the Hollywood Hills on those security cameras with a shovel and a thing.
She would know.
A week and a half later, Tim walks out with a shovel and the same thing.
I don't want to take Emily's money. She does good work. She's doing good humane efforts out there. Like, she's doing tight stuff. I'm not trying to take her money for my bullshit. You know what I mean?
Sure, I appreciate it.
There are many other people.
So, I mean, you could do it for me then.
Yeah.
You can do it for me.
Yeah.
I just want to go back to playing piano real quick.
It's fair.
Me and Nick were making a little jingle, and Nick has this little new drum thing. And he's like, yes, I'll play drums while you play the guitar. Do that, do do that. And I'll sing that one part. And I was like, all right, cool. Can you sing and play it at the same time? And he was like, nope. Like, it immediately hit him.
Immediately.
That those two things just don't match up. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, totally.
You're playing drums and then suddenly you're drumming to your word, like, you know, syllables or whatever.
Greg,
it was very funny.
Greg.
Hey.
I'm going to say two things to you.
Sure.
Right now. First off, I was in the back room while they were doing this. And on one hand, I'm like, this is the funniest thing you guys have ever done. I don't know why you're actually doing KFAF. Just do this. This is funny. This is great. But then it got real. Then it turned to them actually trying to figure the thing out and trying to do it. And Andy was convinced one way was right. One way was on tempo. Nick was convinced another way was on tempo. Now, for the sake of this conversation, I'm not going to say who was right and who was wrong.
Andy.
But it was
Andy
very
was right.
Fucking clear that one of those people were right and one of the people were just straight up wrong. And it was like so infuriating to just hear the over and over. One, two, three, four. Doom-ch, coming at the wrong spot. It's like, oh my God, what the fuck
I was like,
is
you're
happening?
You're doing it again. No, you're doing what I did. No, that's not what happened.
And I was just like, we're listening to this goddamn $30 Casio keyboard over and over and over. Joey's just sitting there like,
I had to look at Tim. I had to look at Tim for like verification of like, I'm not.
I'm
crazy
not.
Right.
I'm not crazy.
I'm not
right?
saying you were the right one.
I was
for the sake of this conversation.
We know you're the right one. Blessing. You want to come join us at the table? Come here and get a seat. Don't worry. No, just leave Nick's up. Everybody understands Blessing's coming in to sub for Nick. Blessing Eddie Oye Jr. Everybody. Yay! Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to see that early, ad-free, and with the exclusive post show now featuring Blessing, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can also sign up for the bonus GOG topic. That's right, the Game Over Greggy topic each and every month. We're recording that today with Blessing. If you don't want to see any Blessing and any of that other stuff, as I understand, just go to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe. And you can get the show there each and every week. We're trying not to stress out Cool Greg as much, so we've changed the publishing order. So are we just saying Fridays now, or are we not even saying anything, Tim?
I don't want to say anything.
Okay, we're just not saying anything. It's once a week. It's coming up once a week.
Are we recording that today?
Yep.
Yeah, according to Joey, who screamed it in Slack when we started saying like we were winding down. You know what I mean? But now we got post-show. It's not on the television. Until next time. It's been our pleasure to serve you. Take it up with Joey!